You're listening to the Wintrust Business Lunch here on 720 WGN, sponsored by Wintrust, Chicago's bank. Bill Geiger is in the studio. Our regular conversations with Bill are sponsored by Geiger Wealth Management. Bill, welcome back.
Nice to be here, sir.
All right, so well, we talk retirement when the two of us get together.
Yes.
And what's the most important thing that listeners getting ready for retirement should be focusing on now? Like where, you know, the villa in Florida, maybe the Swiss Alps?
That's kind of the benefit.
Yeah, you got to do the work first.
Well, a lot of times people are already doing the work. They've been saving like crazy. But what they don't have is really a plan. You know, they've been focusing on making the stack of money as tall as possible, but they don't know how much money they'll really need to retire, how much income they need, whether the money's going to last.
And right.
They haven't really sat down and put a plan together.
How do you come up with the dollar figure? Because everyone says you got to figure out how much you need to retire or how much you need to live on. And, you know, that still baffles me, like what my monthly income level should be.
Well, let me give you an example. We had a couple come in. Wife is 59, husband 61. They have $1.5 million saved in their portfolio. You would think maybe that's enough, right? But they didn't. I mean, they were so uncomfortable. The guy said to me, he says, Bill, he says, I don't know if I'm doing everything I should be doing, everything I could be doing. The wife says, I don't know how much money I'm going to be able to spend in retirement,
right,
whether our money is going to last us. So we put them through a three-meeting process, Steve. And the first meeting, we get to know who they are, what's important to them. The second meeting, we look at their portfolio, tell them the good, the bad, the ugly of it. In a third meeting, we make recommendations to get them to the point where they know that their money will last,
right,
how much income they can retire on, what kind of lifestyle they get, and also when they can retire. That's a big question people come in with.
Well, and I think you also know ideas that I wouldn't know. Like, you know, you have to spend more in healthcare when you're older, right?
Yes,
and those are expenses that I might not be thinking about right now, but experts would be aware of.
And the husband said this to me at the end of our first meeting. He says, Bill, I'm not sure I know the right questions to ask.
Right.
And I think that's what you're saying there.
So how do you do that? What are the steps that people take in order to get to where they need to be?
Well, we need to understand what their current lifestyle costs them right now. And we use that as like a starting point. You know, if your lifestyle costs you $8,000 a month, it's not going down because you retire. So we start with that, and we look at saying, what's your income sources? Social Security, pension. What are we missing? How do we create that missing amount of income so you have enough coming in each month, you can pay your bills and enjoy your life?
Yeah, I think that's one of the things we think about. Is like, well, I can live on 65% of what I'm, you know,
nope,
making now.
Nope.
75.
Nope. No, you save on dry cleaning by not working.
Oh yeah,
but you
save on commuting.
You still eat. You still go to movies, and you're probably going to travel more.
Golf more. Right.
Play with the grandkids more. Go more trips and stuff. It ends up you take a bump up when you retire.
So tell me the difference between someone when they come in and plan and then after they've got the plan.
You can kind of see it in their expressions. When they come in, they're a little bit nervous. You know, how's this going to work out? Do we have enough? Is it going to last? And when they leave and they have some assurance on all those things, like their shoulders are a little bit lower.
Right.
You know? They're more relaxed. They're happy. I told you this story about the couple that left our office and kissed outside.
Yeah, I love that story.
The glass store.
You should put a little kissing booth up outside your store, I think.
And a little photo booth.
Right,
huh?
right.
Yeah. So they feel a whole lot better.
Yeah.
It's relaxing.
Okay, so just give, you know, a nutshell of advice of people who right now maybe are 55 to 60 years old, you know, and they're listening and they know they should be doing something. What's the first thing they should be doing?
Well, two things in general, Steve. One is to sit down with someone who specializes in retirement planning, just not somebody that has been managing their portfolio necessarily, because it's different when you get close to retirement. And make sure there's a process. Make sure you're going to walk away with the right kind of answers.
You don't get a do-over, really.
No, you don't. When you retire, if you end up running out of money, nobody sets the reset button.
Right.
Steve, what we're talking here about is putting together a plan for your retirement. folks, if you're listening, you're late 50s, early 60s, and this is ringing some bells with you, the next five callers who call in who have at least $500,000 saved up for retirement, we're going to sit down with you on a complimentary basis and do exactly what we've been talking about today.
All right, Bill Geiger, thanks for coming by. Go enjoy some baseball. It's opening day.
My pleasure, sir.